Wasn't that a great talk? Why was it a great talk? Because it's true. Wasn't it a great sharing? Because it was Rebecca's life experience, and that's true as well. We do need to reflect on this, brothers and sisters. It is the richest part of our life. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Sometimes it feels like it's a great weight. Well, actually, sometimes gold weighs heavily. Let's change the gears slightly. And I think we don't have any time for anything else other than prayers and intercession. So I'm going to ask us, if we can, to stand. And I'm going to introduce topics of intercession that have come to my heart. Please do pray out as you feel led. Let's turn to the Lord. Let's pray particularly for conflict in our world, that all of good courage will act righteously, oppose evil, and establish peace. Father, we pray for the many areas of conflict in our world. Lord, we especially pray for the conflict in Israel-Palestine. We pray that indeed you will oppose evil, that you will bring your righteousness and peace to that land and to all peoples in that land. And please prevent it from spreading wider. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray for peace in our streets, and let's pray for the prosperity of the city and country we live in. Amen. Let's pray for God's kingdom to come through our life and witness and through the missions that we encourage and support, YouthLink, Koinonia, and YPO, and in our neighborhoods. Let's pray into that.
Lord, we pray for our outreaches. Oh, Lord, we pray that your name would be proclaimed across this nation. Oh Lord, we pray for revival in our country. We pray for revival in our city. We thank you, Lord, for those works that you have set up in Antioch. And we thank you so much, Lord, for the brothers and sisters who serve in those works. We ask you to bless them, to free up their schedules for the work that they're doing in evangelism. Lord, may your name be proclaimed. Amen.
And finally, let's pray for those that we know are in need and are sick and needing the Lord's healing hand. And please do call out names out loud so that we can share our prayers together. Pray for dear Trevor, that God will give him more and more ease and release from pain. And as we bring our time of intercession to a close, let's pray the grace together, and we can look at each other if you want to. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen. Amen. As JP comes to give us final song, I've just got a couple of items of business, I think. Anthony?